Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Amber Bindle, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. Here's a prayer for the renewal of life. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read your word in scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. We're reading Psalm 30. It says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm drawn to the first phrase at the very beginning of the psalm. And it's a song at the dedication of the temple. It's addressed to fellow worshipers, and the theme is one of personal thanksgiving for God's repeated care and deliverance over the course of one's life. I see in verse 1, deliverance from David's enemies. And I can relate with this. We have a real enemy, and it's God's grace that he doesn't hand us over, but offers deliverance. Again in verse 3, it says, he has kept his soul from the deepest hell, from Sheol. In this, he recognizes that God, through Jesus, for us, you've brought us ultimate restoration and ultimate salvation. In verses 4 through 6, it talks about the anger of the Lord that's kindled towards sin. And like a good father, he has to correct us. But he's so quick to stay his anger at our repentance and brings abundant joy. I think of a lot of the times we don't like this part from God, but how necessary is this? In verses 11 through 12, it claims that God took away his mourning. He makes our hearts sing and removes our sackcloth. And not only removes it, but clothes us with gladness. And verse 12, it ends in that my glory, or another way to say it is my whole being, would sing your praise and not be silent. I will give thanks to you forever. Gosh, don't you want to be like this? That nothing would quiet my thanks for his presence and care. I think the one question that I'd want to ask, and that I'm asking myself even as reading this, is how have I or how have you seen God do these things in your life? David's recounting God's deliverance, his blessing, his healing, his correction, and his care. And as he recounts, he's led to praise, not wallowing in our own things of what we've lost, but praising him for all that he's done. And that's God's heart for us today. He's always telling us to remember, recount the ways that I've done these things. And I want to end with a quote from C.S. Lewis. And this is something that he poetically gives spirit to in this psalm. He says, I will exalt thee, Lord of hosts, for thou'st exalted me. Since thou hast silenced Satan's boasts, I'll therefore boast in thee. My sins had brought me near the grave of black despair. I looked, but there was none to save, till I looked up in prayer. In answer to my piteous cries, from hell's dark brink I am brought. My Jesus saw me from the skies, and swift salvation wrought. All through the night I wept full sore, but morning brought relief. That hand which broke my bones before, then broke my bonds of grief. My mourning he to dancing turns, for sackcloth joy he gives. A moment, Lord, thine anger burns, but long thy favor lives. Sing with me then, ye favored men, who long have known his grace. With thanks recall the seasons when ye also sought his face. God, I thank you this morning for this psalm. I thank you for David and how he recounts your deliverance, your salvation, your care, and your correction. And I pray that as I continue my day, that you would continue to bring back memory for me of how you have done these things. As I think through your correction and how you've needed to bring me back, Lord, I thank you for that. Would you turn my mourning, my grief over my sin, my grief over things happened, and would you turn it to joy? God, I thank you that this is available to us because of Jesus. I thank you that you sent him. Oh gosh, how good you are. I pray that you would deliver us today and let us lead out in singing and joy through our lives and by our prayers. May your kingdom come.